in the hot seat today on your Hot Country Countdown. Our favorite guy, Aaron Goodman, is joining us. Aaron, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. So good. How are you?
Doing great. It's been an incredible year for you. A lot of stuff going on, and I mean, you really are inviting us into your life, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, Aaron, congratulations. You started the summer off with your latest EP, Drink in Hand. Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm extremely proud of this project, proud of myself, proud of the team for sort of embracing where I'm at in my life. And, you know, I think I've just reached that point as an artist where I'm more about telling the true story, you know, the real story that that nobody really knows about. I think there's, like, when you first start off in the industry, you're very interested in just, like, making people happy and sort of being a people pleaser. And I've been lucky enough to get to a point in my career where I feel like I can just kind of be honest and talk about the things that are really happening, and you know, and then still be able to put out music that that people, you know, love and come to expect from me. So it's a really cool place to be, and I'm just enjoying it. So,
Drink in Hand EP, Drink in Hand out right now, the full EP. Now you're reflecting on some very heavy moments, and you're really taking on that deeper side of sobriety. Now that's real strength, Aaron. Thank you so much for letting us in on your personal life, and congratulations on everything so far. Was it tough being that honest in your songwriting?
Yeah, I mean, I think at first it was. I mean, I think as I, you know, I mean, I truly came from a place of, like, you know, 3 years and 4 months ago, I was literally, you know, walking down my street having lost everything, you know, like, at that point, you know, wife took the dogs, and, you know, and it was really sort of this, sort of a turning point for me where regardless of whether or not, you know, things were going to be okay, I had to figure out what my issue was, what my problem was, and then, and try to get to the other side of it, regardless of what happens. And that's a really hard place to be. And I don't, you know, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, although I don't think I have that many enemies, to be honest. But
we love you. Everybody loves Aaron Goodman.
Well, I don't know about that, but I appreciate it. But I think, like, you know, at first I thought it was probably a little difficult to be open about that, but as I you know, continued down the path of, like, of sobriety and sort of finding my people, I think one of the things about, you know, becoming sober is, like, there's a lot of people that feel that, like, they have to do it alone, and certainly I tried to get sober alone two or three times before this time around, you know. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't work. You know, and you sort of need to be able to get to a place to where you, you know, you're able to open up with other people and find, you know, find your crew and find your people that think like you do. And I think there's a tendency to think that, you know, you're alone in that, and it's just not true. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. And that's what I found. And as I continued to sort of immerse myself in a new way of living, it's like I got out of my own way in my own life, and things just, you know, started getting better and better and better, and you know, and continue to get better. So I think, you know, with Drink in Hand going out, and, you know, I think I was 2 years into sobriety when I wrote that song, and I just found myself in a room one day tired of writing, you know, the things that, you know, that I think people want to hear, and I think that, you know, and I just wanted to write something honest. And luckily I went in the room with Mary Cutter and Andrew Capra, and I was like, hey, I've got this title, you know, and I want to write it about, like, my sobriety journey. And I felt that was a room that I was comfortable enough to bring that up in, and they embraced it. And, honestly, the song came together, very easily. You know, I think when you're writing songs, the ones that you know about, like the ones that you really feel like you've lived, are the easiest to write, because it's literally just like you're putting something in your journal, you know, and it's just coming out. And so it was a pretty awesome thing. And also, like, I'm just so happy that, you know, when we played it for everybody, they're like, oh my God, this is the next chapter, you know? And so it's pretty awesome to be able to have a team that recognizes that and was open to those ideas. So.
Absolutely amazing. Now let's talk about the new single and get the story behind Said No Redneck Ever.
Yeah, I mean, I love this song ever since we wrote it. I wrote, my buddy Brent Baxter called me one day, and he makes trips to Nashville. He used to live in Nashville, but he's one of my longest co-writers. I started writing songs with him when I was 21. So we're going on almost 20 years of writing songs, which is so crazy. But he had this idea and knows me really well and was like, hey, I have this idea, but I was thinking we should bring in, you know, somebody like, you know, somebody from the South that has a record deal so we can try and get it cut. It's kind of a typical thing you do in Nashville. It's like, hey, you got a great idea. Why don't you bring in an artist that could actually do something with it and have a hit with it? And so I'm buddies with Trey Landon, and Trey's on Warner in the U.S., and he's from Georgia. And I was like, oh, and he gave me the title. He said it was Said No Redneck Ever. And I was like, oh, this would be great. And I really like writing with Trey. So I brought Trey in on the idea, and we wrote it, and it came out really well. And there's certain things about this song that sort of have everybody's kind of flavor in it, which is awesome. And but as we were writing it, I remember thinking, like, because Trey was throwing some lines in there, and I was like, I think there's a lot of rednecks in northern Alberta, and I know certainly I grew up in a redneck family, you know, that just loves to have fun, loves to sit around a campfire, play country songs all night, have a good time, celebrate each other, and just, you know. And so I found a lot of, even while we were writing it, I was like, I think the Albertans, the northern Albertans that I grew up with, might even be a little bit more redneck than some of these southerners. So I found myself like very, you know, like I identified with it. And so like I always sort of had this idea, if he didn't do something with it, that maybe I would. And it just so happened that all worked out for me. So I love the song, and we're so excited to have it out. So.